President Trump about to arrive at the courthouse. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, where the prosecution may rest its case today in New York with their last witness, Michael Cohen, back on the stand for more cross-examination.
Cohen, a former president's fixer and lawyer, testified that it was the former president who was completely responsible for the Stormy Daniels arrangement. But that is not what Cohen reportedly said to his former advisor, lawyer Robert Costello, in 2018. In written testimony to the House Judiciary Subcommittee yesterday, Costello said, quote, Cohen decided that while he didn't believe the allegation, he thought the story would be embarrassing for Trump and especially for Melania. So he decided he would take care of this himself. When asked if Trump had any knowledge of this, Cohen told me, no.
Fox's Eric Shawn outside the court. The former president is charged with falsifying records, reimbursing Cohen for keeping Daniels quiet about the alleged affair before the 2016 election. Now, the former president and many of his fellow Republicans in Congress call this political. Jim Jordan chairs the committee that talked to Costello. He tells Fox,
that was what the whole point of the hearing was yesterday, to show just how political all these trials are.
As House Republicans continue their Biden impeachment inquiry, the Justice Department has just sent a letter to Jordan and Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, saying the president has asserted executive privilege in refusing to hand over audio recordings from Special Counsel Herr's interview with Biden in the classified documents investigation that ended with no action taken against the president, and part because Herr said Biden's poor memory and old age in the interview could make him a sympathetic figure to the jury. Charges have been filed in Slovakia the day after someone tried to assassinate the prime minister.
The suspect is described as a lone wolf who doesn't belong to any particular group. Prime Minister Robert Fico is in a serious but stable condition in the hospital. He was shot multiple times while meeting supporters outside a political event.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
President Biden's considering taking executive action at the Mexican border. The New York Post reports he's planning to close it once migrant crossings top 4,000 per day as the flow slows.
6% fewer arrests at the U.S. southern border last month compared to March. Just under 129,000 people were arrested for crossing the border illegally. That's the fourth lowest monthly number since President Biden took office. It's nearly half of the record 250,000 border crossers caught in December. Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner Troy Miller credits more enforcement, including deportations, and cooperation with other countries for the lower numbers. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
We just got an update on unemployment. First time jobless claims fell from a 9-month high, down 10,000 last week, to 222,000 on Wall Street. Futures are mixed, not moving much. The Dow, though, is getting closer to 40,000 for the first time after it, and the Nasdaq finished yesterday at record highs. In the NBA playoffs, Boston advances to the Eastern Conference Finals.
The Celtics finished off the Cavaliers in Game 5 in Boston, 113-98. The Celtics won the series 4-1 and are 4 wins away from reaching the NBA Finals. Jason Tatum led Boston with 25 points and 10 rebounds. The Celtics await the winner of the Knicks-Pacers series, which can end tomorrow. Dallas Mavericks up 3-2 on the Oklahoma City Thunder after a 104-92 win last night in OKC. Luka Doncic scored 31 points along with 11 assists and 10 rebounds. The Mavs will host Game 6 Saturday night with a chance to move into the Western Conference Finals.
That's Fox's Jared Max. Now, Dallas's hockey team lost. The Colorado Avalanche beat the Stars to stay alive and force a Game 6 in that NHL playoff series. Golfers are on the course in Valhalla in Kentucky. The PGA Championship underway. Tiger Woods is out there. Rory McIlroy's playing. He's won 2 straight tournaments coming into the PGA. Defending champ at the PGA Championship, Brooks Koepka, is about to tee off. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Mattoon Community Unit School District 2 addressing the district's branding and logos. Community members have been outspoken on the issue. When it comes to the traditional Green Wave logo, the district said the Crest Water Wave logo, along with all of the historical logos to their knowledge, are not trademarked and can be used freely by the public. Charleston man accused of inviting a University of Illinois student to his car and sexually abusing her. Police say it happened last Friday when the victim got into the suspect's car in the first block of East John Street in Champaign, thinking he was a Uber driver. Student eventually escaped the vehicle. The suspect arrested later that morning. An Instapot cooker being blamed for causing a police response at Willard Airport. Police say a traveler had attempted to fly with a cooking appliance Monday night, but was told by security they couldn't take it on the flight. The person left the cooker on the front curb of the terminal, where another passenger spotted it and reported it to a police officer. You're locally up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, 806, you're saying what?
We're just talking about the clips that we saw of you watching the Cincinnati Reds and the family section.
Yeah.
So are you treated like VIPs when it's the call up to the show and you guys are in a special section?
No, well, the tickets were, 30 rows up right behind the dugout.
Okay.
I mean, really nice.
Nice.
Really enjoyed those, but apparently Jacobs gets some, but he has to pay for the rest. I mean, it's not...
Okay.
So it's not like, here's a whole bunch of tickets. You got it. But there's the parents of Jacob.
Nice.
Talking. Greg Solier.
Francois and Lisa.
Francois and Lisa talking about, how Francois says it's kind of surreal that we're here.
Yeah.
But it's just a culmination of a dream that a lot of little boys have of making it to the major leagues. Jacob grew up a Cub fan, and the Cubs asked if he'd signed with the Cubs, but Cincinnati, he knew the guy there, the head of scouting, head of minor leagues, used to be at West Point with him.
So good.
They really wanted, or in the Patriot League, and knew of Jacob and really said, I hated going against you. I want you with us. So he went to Cincinnati, and Cincinnati is the number one team in base stealing. And they're going that direction. So speed might be coming back to the game, which is good for Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
With a limited number of pitches, or at least throws to first base from the pitcher.
And the bases
are
bigger.
It's really good that he's with Cincinnati because that Cubs outfield is crowded with, obviously, Bellinger.
Yeah, right.
And, Seiya Suzuki out there. And then you've got Pete Crow Armstrong, and there are a couple other guys coming up. So he's probably in a better position to bust in as he has done. Has he gotten his first base hit, by the way?
No, he has not. He's 0-for-2 the other night and 0-for-2 yesterday. He roped one. He got a walk yesterday. He was on base, but he hit one so doggone hard. It was right at Randall Gritchett.
Right.
About 10 feet in front of the warning track. But if it hadn't been right at him, it's double or triple. I mean, it would have been unbelievable. He just roped it. He said, right at the guy.
Well, and he seems so comfortable in that batter's box, Stevie.
Yeah,
his knees aren't knocking,
He's very kind. He said, I wasn't anxious at all. No, wasn't nervous. He'd gone through the process for 4 years, and he's ready. So we'll see. The key now is, can you stay? That would be awesome.
So what would the call, if we could talk about this, the call, was it because of
an injury
or just trying to
TJ Friedel? Yeah, I saw TJ Friedel coming out of the elevator. I said, hey, get well, because he broke his thumb.
Mm-hmm.
In his throwing hand, broke his thumb, and he got hit by a pitch, 90 mile an hour, and right up against the bat, and he had his little 2-year-old son and wife were with him, and he said, hey, I'm Jacob Herdeby's father-in-law, and he said, you got a good one there. You got a good one.
All right.
So anyway, TJ got hurt. He'll be out now 5 weeks, and it's just a question of how many opportunities will Jacob get, because he's clearly going to be coming off the bench. An occasional spot start, but you have what you have.
Yeah.
And David Bell, the manager, was in the elevator with Grace and Jacob, just the three of them. And he met Grace and said, how's it going? He said, it's really exciting. And he said, yeah, isn't it? It's really exciting. He's the only rookie on the Reds right now. He's the only rookie up. So anyway, so much fun and so many experiences over the last couple of days. Glad to be back in the studio this morning. Mr. Meteorologist Greg Solier has
I'm sure
our
you
weather.
Racked up some mileage,
District.
Some points on the past couple of days.
I actually used about all the points I had to figure all this out. So, but that's when you use them. When you really don't have notice to get a good price, you just say it's $1,000 and you just got to go.
Yep.
You got to go. So exactly.
We were able to use a whole bunch of points on a lot of it. Our weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
Summer camps for 6 to 12-year-olds with the sports or this preschool art for 3 to 5-year-olds or the Camp Fresh for 12 to 15-year-olds. Lots of great summer options as you start planning at urbanaparks.org.
All right, weatherman. What are you thinking? What you got here in our weather forecasting, Mr. Meteorologist?
Well, the clouds knocking at the door right overhead into the west and south. The thicker stuff as you get towards the Mississippi, a little bit southwest of St. Louis, into the shower activity. So ETA is going to be probably sometime around lunchtime, the first little vestiges of some in and out, on and off showers for the afternoon, maybe a rumble of thunder. Nothing heavy, nothing widespread, nothing severe out of the system, nor one that is scheduled to come on by here at some point into early next week. In between, small windows of opportunity, the best we can do for you with a back 40 and backyard work. 76, the forecast high. We'll bottom out tonight at 60. We get a couple of showers around tomorrow morning and as well in the afternoon. We'll get some dry hours in between at 75. Might be a sprinkle for Saturday afternoon, but we're dry, warm for the weekend. Get out and enjoy. Close to 80 degrees there. We'll get into a little more humidity and a couple of more scattered showers and thunderstorms here. Far from complete coverage for Monday, Tuesday next week. But again, daytime temperatures low to mid-80s. Another window of opportunity. 2 or 3 days of dry time scheduled and beginning in the middle part of next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
All right. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it. 8-11. So the game ended on Tuesday. Was it Tuesday? Yeah. Jacob started in right field. They pinch hit for him in the fifth when a lefty came in because Jacob bats from the left-hand side. And the team went on the win that game 6-2. So after the game, we're on the field getting pictures and a whole bunch of fun stuff. And then it's kind of going back underneath the stadium. It's Chase Field out in Phoenix where the Arizona Diamondbacks, the National League champions, by the way. They played in the World Series last year. So we're there, and there's a bus that takes wives and family, and then there's a bus that's a big old black motor coach, beautiful, and they you get on the players bus and the family bus had left, so we got on the players bus, and so all these players are walking in and just kind of sitting there, kind of looking, who are they? Hi, how are you? So we've right back to the hotel, and we're at the Omni, beautiful. Wonderful in Tempe. And so I think we got the last room, and that's awesome. So I walk up and they said, no, it's been taken care of. I said, really?
Oh.
Red's treated us like gold.
Nice.
Very, very, very nice. And met a lot of the people. Met the guy who's in charge of the charter. And it's a 757. And that's a big jet.
Yeah.
737s, what we flew on was Southwest. 757, 767, 777, 787, they get bigger.
Man.
757's big, but it only holds 72 people.
Oh.
Because you have to have tables and game boards, and it's like a yacht.
Wow.
So those guys fly on a 72-seat, plenty of room, all kinds of games, hang out.
Nice.
That's what they do. With a Cardinal bus, when they came for the caravan, it was like that. It was like a yacht. They had video screens for gaming.
I never did go up there and
well,
see
I had the HDMI cable, so I was invited on the
I
bus.
See.
I
to help
the,
them with the video gaming
yeah,
experience they were looking
to
for.
Play Mario Kart.
Uh-huh.
So
between
I had
champagne the, and Peoria yeah, to make it entertaining.
I was very popular when I showed them the HDMI card.
Excellent.
Went to Simplified Computers and bought.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, yeah, so it's a wonderful setup. So where it's not like sit in your seat, I'm in the middle. This is like a charter deal that is custom fit for them. Pretty cool. But that's the show. That's
yep.
why they
yep.
they call it the show.
That's right.
All right. Well, Heath had worked with Nate Evans and the Nate Evans group and his team in the past. Heath was so impressed with the wide network that when he decided to sell his current home, Heath knew that he wanted to work with Nate. He wanted to work with his team again. And once again, Nate and his team were able to get some great results for Heath with their expert marketing strategies. Nate and his team were able to sell Heath, H-E-A-T-H, Heath home in one day.
Nice. Yeah, you want to get the highest possible offer for the sale of your home, right? So Nate Evans and the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty can help getting you that immediate cash offer on your home. There's flexible fees. Sell your home for the most money possible. And call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113. It's pretty cool if you wanted to explore your options and go to the website Nate Evans Group and just get to that button button in the middle of the page, Get Home Value, enter your address, and watch what happens exploring your options and get ready to get packing.
Dixie Chopper, and he's available out there?
Absolutely. I'm going to throw you out a couple of specials that we're having right now. One is a Rhino 15-foot rotary flex wing with a Dixie Chopper Classic 35-horse 60-inch mower. It's industrial. $35,000 for the pair.
Both of them?
Yep, both of them together. $35,000.
I take it that's an outstanding deal because I'm not...
Saving $13,000.
Oh, okay. Wow.
You're in the mowing business. No, time for an upgrade.
It's time to mow big time. You'll get all the yards done really quickly with those.
And then if you're looking for just a residential mower on its own, we've got a Z2 48-inch that we've got out there right now for $59.99. That is $2,000 off.
What is the location?
That is 1306 Triumph Drive in Urbana, right down from Farm and Fleet on 45.
Yep.
Or check out Dedicated Diesel on Facebook.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
All right, sports headlines, Diane Ducey.
Angels over St. Louis 7-2 yesterday. Now in St. Louis, Boston will come to town. That series will start tomorrow at 7:15 with Kyle Gibson on the mound. Our bus trip to Busch is June 22nd. Speaking of, you know, being treated right, we've got this motor coach. Ooh. We've got the suite. Everything's included. Text in bus to 359-2255 if you'd like to join us. It'll be St. Louis and San Francisco's Giant with a 1:15 start. And we'll leave about 9 a.m. from First Christian Church off of Staley and Curtis Road. And it's right there on the I-57. Down we go to St. Louis. We're parked so close to Busch Stadium. I was talking with Bill O'Neill yesterday about this experience.
Yep.
And how Judy's going to go, too. We were at the Unity St. Thomas More game yesterday. The regionals were going on. What a great day for a game. And so many people talking about Cincinnati Reds. Arizona ended up winning 2-1 yesterday, but everybody's congratulating you, Stevie, on Jacob Herterby's going to the show. In fact, some texts in now to 359-2255 on congratulations. And one person asking about nicknames. Does Jacob have a nickname now that he's been called up to the show?
I don't think he does. I mean, at this point, I don't think so.
Get some comments about Moneyball and the behind-the-scenes.
Great movie. Great movie. No, analytics, is that kind of started
That's it.
With Moneyball.
And take the walk and all that and just get on base.
No, right.
So Cubs 7-1 winners over Atlanta. We've got Pittsburgh with a 6:40 start and starting that series over on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox beat the Washington Nationals 2-0. Now they'll start a series in New York Friday with a 6:05 start. Illini night for that is May 23rd. I know I've got to look up because it's coming up inside the next few weeks for the Cubs and the Cardinals to have their Illini night. Speaking of the Illini, yes, way to go, golf team.
Yeah.
The regional title is ours, and now we'll move on to the championship round in the NCAA tournament. We are advancing and punched our ticket. That's May 24th through the 29th in California.
And they are top 30, then they'll pare that down to 10 and get into match play. And again, Dan Hartup's team, the Illinois baseball, vying for a Big Ten championship at West Lafayette. Got three games, got to win two of those.
Mm-hmm.
I like our chances if
7
we can
do it. 7 o'clock tonight.
Let's go, Illini. Way to go, Danny.
Well, we'll get everyone. Let's check weather for you, Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana vicinity. Next weather system gathering some sense of organization back to the west, but it'll move on through in less than complete coverage over the next couple of days. So again, many dry hours, and certainly some folks will get missed out with ideas of outdoor work and back 40 work and field work and planting in mind. Mid to late late afternoon. The next best chance for a couple of showers and thunderstorms for the day today. Increasing clouds. East-southeasterly winds turn southerly. They'll stay light. 76 the high. Down at 60 tonight. Maybe a couple of showers around this evening. And again, after midnight tonight. For the day tomorrow, variable cloudy skies. A couple more scattered showers and thunderstorms. Early to mid-morning. Back in for the afternoon. Highs up to 75. Rain coverages for tomorrow afternoon as well at around 50%. Could be a sprinkle Saturday afternoon, but we're dry for about 99% of the weekend. 79 to 80 on Saturday. Lower 80s on Sunday. Low to mid-80s early next week. And again, handful of a chance of a shower and thunderstorm late Monday into Tuesday with more dry weather the second half of next week. Steve J. Broadcasting, Abby Dolchis, Greg Solier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There was little change in the number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week. New claims declined by 10,000 to 222,000. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, rose by 13,000 to 1.7 million. The numbers are all consistent with the job market that's holding up. However, there is a sign of builders pulling back on home construction. Building permits declined 3% in April. Housing starts, which is groundbreakings, rose 5.7% from March, but the number is still below year-ago numbers. More people are shopping at Walmart, including high-income shoppers. Walmart's earnings, sales, and forecast topped Wall Street expectations, and Walmart has raised its forecast for the year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failla, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
At Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people with amazing service, great design advice, and unbeatable selection and the best prices in town. It's the perfect time to update your home with waterproof flooring, carpet, hardwood, tile, and more. Then complete your rooms by shopping our incredible selection of furniture and accessories. We also offer great financing options. Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people.
Every month we celebrate law enforcement at Stevie J Broadcasting. Officer Sarah Links is our law enforcement official of the month from the Urbana Police Department. They say you're a star. Congratulations.
Ooh. Oh, thank you. I don't know about being a star, but I appreciate that.
Well, you've done this work for a number of years in your patrol.
I have. I've been with Urbana for 18, and I've been doing this a total of 22 years.
What drew you to law enforcement?
Right. I always joke and tell people I never wanted to pick out my outfit every day, but actually, I just wanted to help people, and I like to problem solve, and I get a different problem every day to solve.
It's never the same.
It is never the same.
Keep up your great work. We certainly appreciate the vast majority appreciate what police do.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you appreciate for your support, because we do greatly appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you. Thank you. Officer Sarah Links, our law enforcement official of the month, brought to you by MX Electric.
Relax, call back 217-359-7293.
All right, ESPN 93.5, I'm Stevie J, that is Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
Going to call our pit master, Tim Onstad, about grilling chicken out. We all do that. How do we make it better? All of our guests appear on the Tamman's Towing phone line. All our texts come in on the Fisher National Bank text line. And we are getting text and response from you. If I'm standing outside Dick Van Dyke Appliance World and I have $500, five $100 bills, would you take it?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the offer today. I'm standing outside, of course, digitally. I'm standing outside handing out $500 bills to go buy an appliance. Would you take it? Text in Dick Van Dyke or go to ghoststever.com to enter. Two people will have my $500 outside Dick Van Dyke Appliance World because your thing needs it. Whatever, fill in the blank. Stove, stovetop, microwave, dishwasher, washer, dryer, refrigerator.
Well, and you think about the freezer in the man cave or the women den or whatever, and just upgrading in general. Now's the day to do it. 359-2255. DVD for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, 1510 North Neal Street.
All right, so that's that. That's our Stever offer. You can get involved if you have a need or have a desire to do that. You're welcome to do it.
Little Fox alert on there. Garland speaks amid politicalization concerns.
Yeah, in other words, making things political. Okay. Oh, shock.
Right.
You mean really? They do that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I can't believe that.
I mean, it's where we're at.
Everything is politicized. Okay, so the debate's going to be interesting if they happen. John Decker warned us that it may not happen.
Right.
Of course, Biden's going to make my day doing a little Clint Eastwood on a heavily edited videotape.
Okay.
Oh, let's try it again, sir. Don't say get off my lawn this time. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Be mean. Be good. All I need you to say is make my day. Okay, take 12.
Stevie.
Try it again. Take... Okay,
I wonder how many memes have come out of Kamala doing the F-bomb. You know, people seize all these clips, though, and make them hilarious.
Obviously, very planned, I guess. We're in a very coarse culture. I don't think there's any question, as Phyllis Schlafly once said. So, I don't think, and I know Joe Biden was caught in a hot mic. Mm-hmm. Big effing deal, healthcare, Obamacare. I disagree with the language, but again, I guess in a coarse world,
it's more of our culture these days.
Doesn't mean you have to do it.
I know.
But it is.
I slip more than usual.
Well.
My son Aiden's 20. I always say, can't use that language till you're 21 whenever I hear him slip. But I know he's slipping because I've slipped. Where did he hear it from?
I understand frustration and stuff. But
yeah.
I guess people use that as a release. But and for the most part, you don't really... get it. Anyway. All right. So 827, the news coming up. We'll call Tim. We'll do the chicken on the grill thing and help you.
Sounds good.
Happy to do that next. ESPN 93.5 coming up on 828. Stevie J here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, you'll always get a stress-free sale for the most money.
Sell your home.
Tabman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Hi, it's Wes from Lands Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Our mission at Lands is to provide top-tier service, prioritize our customers with upfront pricing, and maintain exceptional communication. We assure you at Lands we will only recommend what you truly need, from regular maintenance on your home's mechanical systems with the Lands Comfort Family to replacement of existing equipment. Right now, Lands is offering up to $1,500 off qualifying Trane heating and cooling systems. And combining it with utility companies' rebates and potential tax credits, now would be a great time to consider updating your HVAC system. Visit us at landsinc.com.
Better banking experiences start with local people and local decision making. Hi, this is Ryan Heiser, President and CEO of Fisher National Bank. We are a locally owned community bank that has served the area since 1955. Fisher National is rooted in the communities we serve. We pride ourselves on providing financial resources that match or better the mega banks. We are your friends and neighbors who are involved in your communities and take a vested interest in seeing our customers thrive and prosper. Offering a line of rewarding consumer-centric deposits, home mortgages, small business banking, and agricultural lending. There are no compromises banking local with Fisher National. Our convenient online and mobile tools are second to none. We'll work hard to meet your financial needs and earn your trust. Learn more about Fisher National at fishernational.com or stop by one of our branches. Our team looks forward to serving you.
Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Bring on spring. Get the light and delicious Greek pizza. Topped with premium mozzarella, feta, new sliced Kalamata olives, diced tomatoes, mild peppers, and red onions. It's the best Detroit-style pizza around with a crispy, crunchy, cheesy crust to the edge. Hurry in and enjoy a large Greek Detroit-style pizza for $16.99. Code word Greek. Jets. Better because it has to be.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden claims executive privilege over audio that House Republicans want public.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says audio of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur falls within the scope of executive privilege. Hur interviewed the president last year as part of his investigation of the mishandling of classified documents. The House Oversight and Judiciary Committees are considering contempt citations for Garland for his refusal to hand over the audio.
Fox's Jared Halpern. It's former attorney Michael Cohen's third day on the stand at former Trump's trial in New York, former President Trump's trial in New York. And Cohen's testified he was told to pay Stormy Daniels to keep quiet.
In written testimony to the House Judiciary Subcommittee yesterday, lawyer Robert Costello said Cohen decided that while he didn't believe the allegation, he thought the story would be embarrassing for Trump and especially for Melania. So he decided he would take care of this himself.
Fox's Eric Schon. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Charleston man accused of inviting a University of Illinois student to his car and sexually abusing her. Police say it happened last Friday when the victim got into the suspect's car in the first block of East John Street in Champaign, thinking he was a Uber driver. Student eventually escaped the vehicle. The suspect arrested later that morning. An Instapot cooker being blamed for causing a police response at Willard Airport. Police say a traveler had attempted to fly with a cooking appliance Monday night, but was told by security they couldn't take it on the flight. The person left the cooker on the front curb of the terminal, where another passenger spotted it and reported it to a police officer. Mattoon Community Unit School District 2 addressing the district's branding and logos. Community members have been outspoken on the issue. When it comes to the traditional green wave logo, the district said the Crest Water Wave logo, along with all of the historical logos to their knowledge, are not trademarked and can be used freely by the public. You're locally up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, again, everyone, let's check weather. A few central Illinois, Champaign-Urbana vicinity. Next weather system gathering some sense of organization back to the west, but it'll move on through in less than complete coverage over the next couple of days. So again, many dry hours, and certainly some folks will get missed out with ideas of outdoor work and back 40 work and field work and planting in mind. Mid to late afternoon, the next best chance for a couple of showers and thunderstorms for the day-to-day, increasing clouds. East-southeasterly winds turn southerly, but it'll stay light. 76 the high, down at 60 tonight, maybe a couple of showers around this evening, and again after midnight tonight. For the day tomorrow, variable cloudy skies, a couple more scattered showers and thunderstorms early to mid-morning, back in for the afternoon, highs up to 75. Rain coverages for tomorrow afternoon as well at around 50%. Could be a sprinkle Saturday afternoon, but we're dry for about 99% of the weekend. 79 to 80 on Saturday, lower 80s on Sunday, low to mid-80s early next week, and again, handful of a chance of a shower and thunderstorm late Monday into Tuesday, with more dry weather the second half of next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Parts. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And now, a brand new show called Smoke, where we help you with your grill and making the best meat ever with award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott.
Smoke in Tim's grill.
He's the best brisket maker ever.
Smoke in Tim's grill.
And now, award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best, number one, according to the Stevie J rankings this morning. Congratulations, Tim.
Thank you, and congratulations to you.
Hey,
and
thank
Jacob
you.
And Jacob and Grace. Woo! That is an awesome thing.
It's very unique and unbelievable, and you can't believe it's happening in your family, and it's wonderful. And it's to make the major leagues is like, whoa. Now.
Yep. I'm still waiting. This was my 37th year of being draft eligible for the NFL and got passed over again. So I'm
darn
just going to keep rehabbing the knee. And
yeah.
But
maybe
Tim,
next year.
When it comes to like, what was it? High jump or long jump? You were really good.
No, high jump was like when you were a teenager, you were the man. I mean, you really. What was your high? You went 6 foot something, 10?
6'10 and a half, I think.
Six foot ten and a half. He did the Fosbury flop on 6'10 and a half. The dude is an athlete. He could probably still do it. Come on, man.
But just to go through what Jacob's going through and all that must just be an amazing trip.
It's a whirlwind.
It's awesome.
Janet and I are very excited for Jacob and Grace. Francois and Lisa, his parents are obviously thrilled over the moon, but now you get in there, the whole thing is exciting, everyone's hugging you, and everybody's doing articles and pieces and TV shots and all of that. Now the goal is how long can he stay? You know, it's all about helping the team win and being productive and all these other things. Listen, he's going against the best players in the world now.
Yeah.
And it's exciting because these guys they're the best of the best. But you know what? So is he.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bona fide big leaguer now. And so everybody goes through the same thing, man.
Yep.
I hit it really hard, but the guy caught it, made it ridiculous. I mean, it just has to – it's just really, really fun. And now I'm watching the Cincinnati Reds every day. So
now we have to get your tailgating and grilling skills
Woo!
Up to that level.
Yes.
Boy, I tell you what, I got a way to go to match this man, Tim Onstott. All right, he's with Gelfarix Trucking, of course, and dedicated diesel with the Dixie Chopper. We'll mention that coming up. But first, a little chicken on the grill. I actually do a lot of chicken on the grill, so I'm really looking forward to hearing how to make it better, Mr. Tim.
Well, the number one problem that I've seen that people do, I did it a lot, is overcooking the chicken. We don't want to overcook it. We want to get all the juices in there, and good juicy chicken off the grill is the best.
Yep.
So we're going to start just like we did our ribs. We're going to brine. Well, we didn't brine ribs, but we're going to brine our chicken overnight, the night before, and inject it. Couple of products that we've used that are really good. There are tons of products out there, but What the Cluck and Plowboy's Yardbird, Butcher Barbecue, Bird Booster, those are a few things that we use to inject our chicken and brine it in. Then we're going to start our grill when we're ready to cook, start our grill or get our charcoal ready. We want to cook at medium heat, 450 to 500 degrees is a medium
heat
for
grilling.
That's a medium?
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yep.
That sounds hot. 450 to 5 for chicken, all right?
Well, grilling is hotter than smoking, so.
Yeah, right.
We're going to take that chicken out, pat the excess moisture off. We want to not dry it, but just pat the excess excess off. Season it and let it sit while the grill's warming up. For seasoning, we like Cimarron Dock's gourmet seasoning, Smoking Guns Hot, and Zero to Hero. Sometime maybe a little Cosmo's Dirty Bird. Just depends on the flavor profile we're looking for, but there are tons of things out there, and you have to just do what you like. Getting the chicken on the grill, 4.5 to 5 minutes on a side. We only want to flip it once. And that gets those good grill marks. Only flip it once after 4.5 to 5 minutes. And then here's the secret. Once you flip it, spray it with duck fat.
What?
Duck fat.
Never heard of that.
You can buy it in the store. It's in a spray can. But that locks in the moisture. Mm. It gives a good golden color to your chicken. Mm. It adds a little bit of flavor to it. And that'll 4.5 to 5 minutes is about halfway through. And you want to get that on your presentation side as your second side that you want, and then spray it down another 4.5 to 5 minutes. Check that temperature to 165 internal. When it gets there, pull it off. Don't let it sit and dry out.
Does it continue to cook when you pull it off?
Yeah, it'll continue a little bit, and that's why you want to rest it for 5 minutes. Mm. Let that internal heat kind of start working its way to the outside and calming down a little
bit. When it's resting, do you put foil over the container that's holding the chicken on it?
Some people do. You can. That's a personal preference. I don't. I want to get that air and go ahead and move that temperature away from the center of the chicken. Not enough to cool it down, but enough to get the inside calmed down.
Sometimes when I buy chicken breasts, some are thinner than others. Some are pretty fat. How thick should this be?
Well, that's personal preference. I like my chicken breast 1.5 inches thick.
1.5 inches.
Okay. Right around there, 1.5 to 2 inches. I like the thicker ones.
Okay.
And of course, if you're cooking thinner chicken, I've seen some of these cuts at grocery stores that it's 1/2 or 3/4 inch thick, and you're going to have to really back your times down on
right,
that.
Right,
that
right,
may
right.
only take 5 or 6 minutes.
I usually get the 1.5 to 2 inches. You just have to, sometimes the bigger boys, they're right in the middle, a little harder to get all done. But, and I still remember what you said a few weeks ago. If you're looking, you ain't cooking. I got to quit looking.
That's your problem. You're looking.
I'm looking too much, man.
And flipping it once. That
I
would
never
be hard.
Done chicken like that. No,
right.
I haven't done
I think
that.
We're back and forth a lot. Now, where is the duck fat in the grocery store? Is that next to Pam then on a spray-on oil?
It'd be in the spray-on oil. Honestly, Donna's the one that finds it. I just put it on the list. I don't know. I can't tell you.
Well, I'm sure. But you said it's at the grocery store. We'll find it. That's if it's there. We'll find it. All right, 842. I love it. Chicken, man. That's very common. You just made it better. We're excited about that, Tim. All right, talk to me. Dedicated Diesel and Dixie Chopper. What? Any news there?
Oh, we're still going with our May sales, $1,000 off any Z2 residential. I think we've got about 8 or 10 of those Z2s in stock. We'll go 2,000 off on any Blackhawk commercial mower. That's a heck of a deal there.
Right.
Plus, with Memorial Day, military is getting an additional $500 off.
Man, nice.
On top of the factory rebates, which there's a $100 rebate for military and first responders. So if you're ex-military looking for a deal on a mower, or you're a commercial guy mowing a lot of yards, come and see us, and we'll work something out.
Where do we go?
You can find it on Facebook at Dedicated Equipment. Email me, timo@gftlog.com. Call Andy at 217-328-0562, or come and see us at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana.
As you're driving 45.
I'll be over there this afternoon.
Oh, you are going over. Okay. As you're driving toward Rancho on 45 past Farm and Fleet, Triumph will be on the left there so people can turn in. Okay. So
turn with the Bobcat dealer.
That's easy to find. Bobcat dealer's got a nice big sign. All right. So, Gale Ferex Trucking, we're doing well?
We're doing well. This is a really challenging time in the trucking industry. A lot of companies are shutting down. A lot of them laying off, going out of business. I know of one big company we've had close relations over the years. They laid off 677 people.
Oh, my goodness.
Last month.
Wow.
But we're going strong. We're hunkering down and doing the things to keep us stable. We're looking for one good regional driver. We're going to guarantee $1,200 a week gross pay, home every weekend, benefits. And the number one positive of working for GFT, you get to work with Donna.
That's it. That's exactly right. So if I am a truck driver and get my CDL and call Donna and say I'm on the off-ramp, could you come get me? Well, how'd she could she react to that and say...
She'll give you directions.
Yeah, right. I'll say, no, I can drive you from point A to B, but my B is the ramp. I'm done. I'm not driving in town. You're taking... No way, man. Anyway.
It's hard to turn those big rigs.
Oh, man, those are something else. All right, Tim, we appreciate you. Great tips on the chicken on the grill, my friend. We'll be... in touch. And again, people can reach you, Tim O.
At GFTLOG.com.
You're the man. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You as well. Quarter till 9, ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines coming up.
Here's another home improvement insight from Kramer Siding and Window. New roofing and siding are a winning combination that can instantly change the look, feel, and function of your home. Our Kramer Siding and Window team takes pride in being an Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor, able to offer a best-in-the-business 50-year warranty. Pair it with preservation siding in your favorite style and color, and your home will be a showstopper. Start today and save 10% on roofing and 25% on siding. Call us, click on KramerSiding.com, or visit the showroom in Champaign.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
All right, 8:46. Check your sports headlines.
Angels over the Cardinals 7-2 yesterday. Now Boston is up next. That's Friday 7:15 start here on ESPN 93.5 with Kyle Gibson on the mound. We're also talking about our bus trip to Busch, June 22nd. If you and a friend want to go, you want to treat someone, we're past Mother's Day, but Father's Day is in that neighborhood. Get it arranged now so that you do get a seat. We only have 8 or 10 seats left.
Make that 5.
Okay.
Probably 5 seats.
Text in the word bus, 359-2255 for details. Cubs over Atlanta 7-1. Pittsburgh's up next over on US 105.9. That first pitch is at 6:40. Chicago White Sox beat Washington 2-0. They've got New York tomorrow with that series starting at 6:05. Arizona over Cincinnati 2-1. But there was a game from the Reds where, you know, Jacob Herdebees was playing and actually they won and he's gotten a couple of hits in his invitation to the show, and
he hit the ball. He hasn't had a hit yet. He hasn't had too many at bats yet.
It's only a hit if they actually he gets on base.
Yes.
Thank you.
Otherwise, it's called an out.
Okay.
That's okay.
I guess I just
Gracie's did. Learning too.
All right.
It's fine. It's fine.
I still reminisce about Grace doing a grass burner on her first pitch too.
She threw it 80 miles an hour. 80 miles an hour. Straight down. And she forgot to let go.
Daddy, I
forgot to let go.
St. Louis Cardinals. That was when 2018 when she was Miss Illinois.
Yeah. Hmm. But she threw so it really fun. Hard. Just she forgot to let it go. So. Okay.
Illinois Golf is doing great. Regional tournament title in Stanford. They won by 8-stroke margin and now advance.
Top 30.
Yes.
And now top 30 has to get to top 10. And then it's match play game on.
Max Herendeen.
You're going to want to know that name, Stevie J, because the kid's 18.
Big Ten freshman
19.
Of the year.
He's just...
out of Bellevue, Washington, sister Linda Ducey lives.
Bellevue?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the kid shot 63, 68, 66, something like that. I mean, Illinois was like 34 under par. They won by 8.
Yeah. And Max himself was 9 under 271.
Number one. He won the thing.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what to say.
Amazing.
Another pro coming out of the Mike Small golf program.
And that's, I think, is the sixth team win or something as far
as... they've had... Mike's had 90. 90 team wins.
You're exaggerating.
Mike Small just got his 90th team win.
Wow. That's something to marinate right there.
And here's Mike Small, the greatest golf coach ever, got second in the Big Ten championship, and people are saying, hey, Mike, what happened? Well, we won 8 in a row.
Yeah.
I guess somebody else beat us once every blue moon.
Maybe I should invite him on the show tomorrow. That'd be good.
He's going to be a little carried away with his stuff, but he's always.
Right.
Mike Small is always welcome, as is Dan Hartlib.
Yeah, and Purdue in 7 o'clock today in West Lafayette.
Mike's going to be, he's totally, if we can get him, absolutely. But, okay. But Dan, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Dan's got
absolutely
Big Ten?
I know.
Championship?
Plus,
that's what they're playing for.
Dan Hartlib, Cincinnati Reds fan.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Did he play for them? Why is he a fan?
I don't know. I think he's from Cincinnati.
Okay.
I think he comes from
gotcha.
The Queen City, is it?
It'd be fun to talk with Gina, too. Man. Talk about style and fashion. She's always looking good.
Well, I'm rooting for the baseball team to win a Big Ten. That came out of nowhere. He's got to be Big Ten Coach of the Year. There is no doubt. I mean, Nebraska's supposed to win it, I thought, and or Purdue, I think, was supposed to. But Illinois came out of nowhere, and here we are. Boom. Got to go beat Purdue now. It's a big weekend. But we got a good team with a lot of big-time home run hitters.
That's
I mean, we're
right.
hitting more home runs than... I don't know. How long has it been?
I love it.
2015, I believe, when we had Mr. Dansbury from Vanderbilt come
okay,
to town.
Okay, that does sound
familiar. He was
familiar.
Here in 15. I watched him at bat, and I'm going, yeah, he's a little different than the other guys. He's pretty good. That's the Cubs shortstop. Okay, we got the weather, and then we got to get out of here. It's 10 before 9. Dixie Chopper, and he's available out there?
Absolutely. I'm going to throw you out a couple of specials that we're having right now. One is a Rhino 15-foot rotary flex wing with a Dixie Chopper Classic 35-horse 60-inch mower. It's industrial. $35,000 for the pair.
Both of them.
Yep, both of them together, $35,000.
I take it that's an outstanding deal because I'm not...
Saving $13,000.
Oh, okay, wow.
You're in the mowing business. No, time for an upgrade.
It's time to go big time. You'll get all the yards done really quickly with those.
And then if you're looking for just a residential mower on its own, we've got a Z2 48-inch that we've got out there right now for $59.99. That is $2,000 off.
What is the location?
That is 1306 Triumph Drive in Urbana, right down from Farm and Fleet on 45, or check out Dedicated Diesel on Facebook.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event of vicinity. Next weather system already winding its way over parts of the Eastern Plains and Westernmost Corn Belt. It'll take aim over the next couple of days, at least with a handful and a scattering of shower thunderstorm activity across the area. We'll move into largely dry weather for the upcoming weekend. Warm up and temperature readings into the first half of next week and the next weather system in sight for early next week as well. A little patchy fog around in some spots, increasing clouds otherwise for the day to day, and a shower thunderstorm breaks out for this afternoon. High up to about 76 degrees, far from complete coverage, maybe just 30 to 40% of the area. Maybe half the area will see a couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm early and again after midnight tonight too, milder down to 60. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, a couple of more showers and thunderstorms both morning and afternoon, widely scattered, highs up to 75. Maybe a sprinkle Saturday afternoon, partly sunny for the weekend, highs lower 80s or into the low to mid 80s, and increasing chances for again a shower and thunderstorm late Monday into Tuesday up next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Soldier.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases.
Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Political news is sure to dominate the headlines in 2024, adding uncertainty to the markets. This makes a disciplined investment strategy even more critical to achieving your long-term goals. To assure your investments are aligned with your objectives, contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, Diane, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Thursday.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
The sounds of spring and the smell of flowers in the air, they all add up to Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team. They become your favorite through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green will service and maintain your lawnscape with seeding, aeration, fertilizing, disease, and insect control. Over 40 years of satisfied customers reflect their commitment to Champaign-Urbana and the Mattoon-Charleston area. Call Spring Green at 217-359-2111 or online at spring-green.com.
Bring on spring. Get the light and delicious Greek pizza. Topped with premium mozzarella, feta, new sliced Kalamata olives, diced tomatoes, mild peppers, and red onions. It's the best Detroit-style pizza around with a crispy, crunchy, cheesy crust to the edge. Hurry in and enjoy a large Greek Detroit-style pizza for $16.99. Code word Greek. Jets. Better because it has to be.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters. But then I had Leaf Filter Gutter Protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc. Fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
WSJK, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Champaign County Fair is looking for queen contestants for the July 14th pageant in Kessler Hall. Young women between the ages of 16 and 21 who live in Champaign County and Little Miss contestants from 6 to 10 years old can hear details about the competition on May 21st. Learn more about what it takes to represent Champaign County by clicking on the application link at Champaign.